It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
All right.
Jonathan's one of our favorite interns!
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. All right, pull that mic up right by your mouth.
Almost like you're kissing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to say, you're going to look right in the camera, the one right in front of you.
Okay.
And you're going to say, this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Okay.
So go for it.
So this podcast?
Yeah, look at that one. Yeah.
This one.
Huh?
So, right, so this podcast is empowered by Sunday Cool.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Yeah, this podcast brought me.
Huh? Oh, yeah, can you do it in Vietnamese?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That'd be perfect.
Jonathan,
yeah. I mean, I could do it too if you want me. I can speak.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, never mind. No, it's fine. I don't want to.
Jonathan, how did you hear about Sunday Cool?
I just saw the, join the team. So I see the graphic design intern. So I just apply it and then I got it.
Nice. That's so cool.
Accepted.
I would love to see your artwork sometime.
You can't.
I know, I'm not allowed.
Nope.
All right. Cái podcast này đem tôi đến với Sunday Cool. Chuyên thiết kế áo quần và hãy xem cái này và lắng nghe chúng tôi.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
And I've always said that.
And I have too.
All right.
Watch this.
Huh?
Or listen.
He said that already.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
I already said it.
Guys.
Jonathan! Woo!
That was awesome. That was great.
Hey, welcome to Coney Island Hot Dogs.
Hey, you got a Chicago dog.
This ad has nothing to do with hot dogs, but do you know what does have something to do with?
Squatchella!
That's right, folks. We're doing a live podcast event in Nashville, Tennessee, August 3rd. Go to squatchella.com to get your tickets now.
It's going to be a great time. We hope to see you there, baby. It's going to be a great time!
Yes, full of fun events. And we're going to be talking up on stage. And we're going to be laughing and giggling and tickling each other.
And it's the first one that's ever happened before, so you got to go.
That's right. And if you... the first 200 ninja fans that sign up, Andy will give you a kiss on the cheek. Okay, squatchella.com. Go now.
Daylight come and I wanna go.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
8 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, eight.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
How are you doing, Lil?
Hey, Lil, how the heck are you, Swede?
Oh, good.
Sweetie.
Swede? Is she Swedish? I had no idea.
How do you
Congrats!
Do? How do you do, Swede?
Very good.
I'm trying to work on my Finnish accent.
Let us hear it.
It's nice. It's nice that you've come to partake in podcast.
No
podcast. It's okay.
It's a little. That was a little Borat-y.
Yeah, that's literally what I said when I said very good. I was like, that's Borat.
This is so. Very
Did
good.
Did you know that he was married to Amy Adams?
Isla Fisher. Also a redhead. It's very racist that you just did that. That's a very racist.
Who's Isla Fisher?
Isla Fisher. She was in Wedding Crashers.
She was married to the Borat guy.
Also, Bradley Cooper was in Wedding Crashers. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Mm.
That was like before he like got big.
What are you talking about? This is Amy Adams.
That is Isla Fisher.
What would you call racist towards gingers? Gingis?
Josh, who's this?
That is, I don't know anyone's name. What does it say? Her name is
Isla Fisher, but
say Isla Fisher doppelganger, and it's gonna be Ada. Amy Adams pops
That's
up.
That's really weird.
They talk about it in interviews all the time. They get mixed up
That's
all the time.
So weird. I thought they were the same person.
Yeah, Gingis. Big deal. But they're Sacha Baron Cohen. They're getting divorced, unfortunately.
That stinks.
Yeah. But in my head, they're still happy. Because I choose to believe.
Is it my fault?
Yeah, yes, it is, Billy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
All right, get out of my house.
How are you guys doing?
Very good. We're on top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
Hey! I'm on top of the world. Hey! Been a day for a while now. Pretty good. Actually, I'm really, really, really sad today. So,
what if we just started a cover band?
Yeah.
And we just sang like that for every song?
That would be the easiest thing to do, and we'd probably be the best in the world at
That's type of YouTube channel that like goes off the charts for the dumbest reason.
But I don't think anyone would listen, but we definitely would be the best in the world.
Oh.
Cover a song a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before we get started, I want to show this real quick.
Are we starting with that?
Yeah.
What is it?
We have a fan. Sorry. His name is Jonathan.
Johnny boy.
He's an artist.
Artist.
And he wanted to do a ninja's piece of art for us. Did I say it right? Yeah. And he was inspired by the pictures I did of Andy where he looked like a toddler. And so this is what he came up with.
I haven't seen this yet.
That's awesome.
With the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, he put a Baja Blast in there. That's amazing.
That it's is also so awesome.
A Bigfoot and a UFO in there.
I nice. Love that, Jonathan.
Thanks, look Jonathan.
Jonathan, Bigfoot is my dad. For a job? You want to come work at Sunday Cool?
His at is,
is so funny.
His handle for I think it's Instagram is at @jsteven_designs.
That's so funny.
I love
so
it.
Go check him out.
Thank you so much. We're gonna frame it here in the office.
We also had,
and I'm sending you some merch.
Someone from our Patreon, Peyton, send us.
I know I saw. Please don't kill me.
Do it.
And everyone loved that video. Come on.
And his wife, painted us that. So that's fun.
Lily, put the first form can on top of your head.
No,
while Josh is gonna try.
No,
he's like, they're our sponsor. We have to,
dude.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, bro, please don't kill me. It'd be really great if you didn't kill me right now, dude.
Oh, really cool. You want a song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess. La, 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 tip of the tongue.
My mouth is tongue. Very dry.
Mm-hmm. Is this it? Who said that there's sand from Africa?
There's sand in Africa.
The Sahara sands that blow across the seas.
They bless the rain down in Africa, I heard.
I make the sand come from Africa.
You guys do some musical.
It'll go up your nose and make you sneeze a ton.
All right.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
You smell that, Josh?
Well, it smells like summer, Andy.
That's what I was thinking, too. Maybe you want to sing a song about it.
I think we should.
All right.
Let's go.
Sun's peeking out, winter's in retreat. Fields turning green, feeling that heat. Kids out of school, days getting long. We're all gearing up for summer's sweet song.
Rivers full of blood, the river will flow. Aliens might land, nuclear bombs might blow. Riots in the streets, chaos in the night. Summer is coming and it's gonna be a fight.
Barbecue smoking, ice in the glass. Fireflies dancing in the meadow's grass. Sunflowers swaying, cheering for the team. Summer's here, feeling like a dream.
Summer nights they are, summer nights they'll stay. Darkness in the land, all the skies go gray. Earth opens up, men will fear. The end is coming, the end is near.
Picnics by the river, fishing on the lake. Cold lemonade and a chocolate cake. Warm evening breezes, sunset so near. Life is good, there's nothing to fear.
What is that behind you? What is that I see? The man is coming for you, better run, better flee. His eyes so red, a soul so black. It's all too late, we're under attack.
Ice cream trucks rolling down the street. Flip-flops, tank tops, feeling that heat. Bonfires blazing, laughter in the air. Summer's promises everywhere.
Thunder crashing down, souls full of dread. Shadows in the corner, fear where they tread. Beasts on the prowl, whispers in the trees. Summer's full of darkness, bringing us to our knees.
Welcome to the show, how do you do? We're just so glad to be with you. Ninjas are butterflies ready to go. Come on, everybody, let's start the
show. singing about the sweet summer. Sweet summer nights.
Yeah.
And all the good things. Chocolate cake, lemonade.
Ice cream trucks rolling down the street.
That is a catchy melody. It's been in my head for a minute. I was like, I love this. I'm so glad we wrote it. And about, you know, the 10th hour, it's still going in your head. I kind of regret it.
It's so fun, but everyone just be quiet. Because we have a question that we need to answer. We're done goofballing about writing songs and singing about summer, and it's time to get serious, okay? It's time to put our differences aside and collectively come to a conclusion to answer this question that has been weighing on the mind of this one individual, this one viewer. Has this question that we are collectively going to answer. And I really hope that we come out with the same conclusion. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Was the CIA a mistake?
Lily, I mean, yeah, that's ladies first. What do you think?
Why am I going first?
Because of women.
I think it's just an important that we let women go first.
Women and children first. That's the Titanic rule.
I think so. I think that set a good precedent.
It's never been that way.
Sometimes it is.
I mean, sometimes it is.
What do you think? Yes or no?
Was the CIA a mistake?
I really can't answer. I don't know.
It's a yes or no.
I don't know.
She said no.
Whoa.
It's a yes or no, Lil.
I'm sure that they've done some good, but they've also done some
bad. What are we doing? It's a yes or no. This viewer is dependent upon us answering this for them.
I am not educated enough on the subject to answer.
Well, guess what? This is the only podcast they listen to, and they're turning to us for answers, Lil. They're asking the really tough questions that America, we all face, and he is brave enough to vocalize that.
Thank you.
And he has enough trust in us and faith in us to answer it.
Yes.
So, Lily, we ask you again, was the CIA a mistake?
I'm going to say no. I don't know. I don't know, truly!
Well, you heard it, Mandy.
I can't believe what I just heard.
Lily thinks the CIA was a mistake.
And you know what? It's a real shame because we all know what CIA stands for.
I said no.
Oh.
What?
I know.
What? She said the CIA wasn't a mistake?
Was not a mistake, which is, that's, I don't know why you're laughing because this is not funny.
She knows that it stands for Children's in Asylum, right? Asylums?
No, it stands for children. That's when they did the act, the Children Illness Act.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that's what it stood for.
That's exactly what it stands for, Andy.
So they're injecting kids with...
with poison to make them ill.
Every single one of them?
Yes.
The CIA is doing it?
Yes, the Children Illness Act.
That sounds like a mistake.
It does sound like a mistake, but
Lily said it wasn't.
But Lily said it wasn't?
Wait, are you telling me you want to inject every kid in America with illnesses?
Oh my gosh.
Against their will?
Lily?
What's wrong with you?
Well, I got...
Oh, here's some sickness.
Yeah. What the?
That's sick.
What? Hold on. What the?
What the heck is
that? What the heck are you doing?
Who are you? You've changed.
Who are you? I don't even know you. What the? I don't even know what
I don't.
I don't even know. What? So I guess you guys heard it here first.
Lily wants to inject kids with illness. Why?
Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's chosen.
You learn martial arts! Ninjas
attack! Sorry about that, Lil. You know we had to do that, right? You know, we had to do that.
No.
Dude. No what?
No, you don't have to do that.
She keeps pushing her point home. No, no. No, the CIA was a mistake.
You guys brought some energy this morning.
I know. Where did this come from?
Swear to me.
First form.
Swear to me.
First form. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
I can't believe it has zero calories.
You can.
My gums are bleeding.
Zero calories.
I'm definitely taking a couple of these on the road trip.
Where are you going?
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
That was my throat. I'm
coming. That's Louis Armstrong singing it?
Yeah.
I'm coming home.
Speaking of the CIA.
Yeah?
I would like to talk about them for a second.
Yes. Continue. Permission granted.
Remember I made up that conspiracy theory that Dylan Page is an informant for the CIA? Yeah.
I get him on my page all the time now. Every time I look at him, I think of your theory.
Okay, Dylan, he still hasn't responded.
Dylan, we know you're watching.
Dylan, we know you're watching. You watch every episode. We know you do that.
Yep.
I am further convinced that he is an informant for the CIA.
Okay, give me the evidence.
Well, there was a TikTok that I saw of him recently.
Okay.
Where, so you guys heard about the president of Iran died in the helicopter crash, right?
Yes, wild, super sad.
Very mysterious. They said it was from bad weather, but a lot of people were like, yo, this is full CIA.
Really?
And then Dylan made a TikTok to where he's like, so the president of Iran crashed in a helicopter and perished, but a lot of people were saying that it was the CIA involved in it, and I'm telling you, it was not the CIA involved in it. Here's what really happened. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the CIA, they said, I think it was the CIA ruled it no foul play.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, but Dylan Page also the CIA has done a lot of shady stuff. So it's like, well, we can't trust that necessarily completely.
Well, I mean, he's like, he went out and said, like, the CIA had nothing to do with this. Everyone that's even speculating that, stop.
As soon as it happened, too, it was like the day of. It's like, hey, by the way, they definitely didn't do this, by the way. I know what you're thinking.
They didn't do that. Leave them alone.
No one's asking. Everyone thinks it's a tragedy. I know, but we didn't do it.
I know. Thou dost protest too much.
I know. The CIA is like, Dylan, yo, okay, you worked for us, but like, you can't be putting it out there like that.
Dude, I just recently have seen him outside of his actual studio. Up until then, I was like, he's AI. He's just like, it would make total sense, but then it's like, nah, dang it.
But that got me down.
He's real. Darn.
You know, the CIA has done that, though.
What do you mean?
It was, I think, in the 60s?
Like paid reporters and stuff?
It's called Operation Mockingbird.
What?
And it came out that the CIA, this was during the Cold War and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that would have been the 50s. 50s and 60s. I forget.
The 60s were
but
cold.
But it came out that the CIA had, it was like over 200 journalists on their payroll. And so, like, they were pushing out this propaganda and, like,
dude, that's what I would
up.
Do. I would do that if I was CIA.
But, yeah. It was
but I'm not. But I'm not evil.
You know they're still doing it, though.
That's 100%, what I'm
saying. Where's our offer?
Yeah.
I know. Hey, you say Iran like you're from Alabama.
How do you say it?
Iran. You say Iran.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's literally
and
what we're
Iran,
like.
And I ran so far away.
Gonna get away.
That is crazy, though, that happened.
Iran.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what motivation he has to, like his platform, similar to ours, is built on, like, we're going to inform you on stuff you haven't heard about. And so you build some of this mystery. And then to suddenly take, you know, the other side and to just be like, it's not them. You're closing information off. You're saying don't investigate further, which isn't on brand for a channel like that.
Yes, and that would either be a lot of money or blackmail.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's how they do it, baby.
Because it's not conducive to the growth of his channel to be like definitive stop.
Yeah. Was it in the Congo this week or last week where it was discovered that the CIA was in fact forming a coup? Against the president?
What?
And when?
This past week. And three Americans were caught.
Oh, my
god! Like, one of
government employees? CIA?
Yeah.
Tax-paid employees?
My taxes? In the Congo?
They're actively caught in the middle of a coup.
That is interesting.
By whom? Who caught them?
The government of Congo.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you'll have to do a little bit of deeper research on that. That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about, not today, but it's well documented of countless coups that the CIA has done throughout the entire world.
Yeah.
And it's wild.
And now it's just getting harder and harder to hide them.
Yeah. I'll give one example. It was in I believe Guatemala. I think Guatemala or Panama.
Survey says Guatemala.
It was called like the, what was it called? The banana war or something like that. Basically big fruit or okay. whatever. They,
oh yeah. I remember
it was like,
this.
It was like, I think it was Guatemala. They had this president who was basically giving the land back to the people. Like, so the big fruit companies owned all this land. This president came in, who was an awesome guy and was doing a lot for his country of building the wealth back. Big fruit didn't like that in America because a lot of politicians had stake within the big fruit companies. And they basically formed a coup. This is all documented. This is like 100% proven. And they built a militia army and they basically got the president out, and the U.S. selected the president that they wanted.
What the heck?
For Guatemala. Well, and it was a complete dictator.
I mean, we have a history of that. I'm trying to remember all the details, but like Hawaiian sugarcane, yeah. when the islands were basically, they overthrew the queen and took the land. So mm-hmm. it's
queen
just.
Queen Lily.
Yep.
Is that the same thing for the banana massacre?
I think that's what it is.
Okay, so this is what it says on Wikipedia. It says the United Fruit Company, you know, the Chiquita,
yeah.
the banana brand, says they...
Was it Guatemala?
It's Colombia.
Colombia. Dang it.
So a strike happened on November 12, 1928, and when the workers ceased, like, they just didn't want to work until they would reach an agreement. It went on for weeks and everything, and then the fruit company refused to negotiate with the workers, and then the government of Mendez assigned Cortez Vargas as a military chief and... in the department and sent 700 from the Colombian army in against the strikers, resulting in over 2,000 deaths.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. Quit eating bananas. At least the Chiquita's ones. That's yeah. crazy.
Dang, that's all we buy.
Isn't that crazy? That happened in 1928. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
We need to do more. We need to do some like backgrounds of like some companies that had really weird starts.
Yeah.
Like, didn't Adidas have like a really weird Germany, right?
Yeah, he's a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
It's a Nazi runner.
No.
I run fast with my Adidas.
Please, catch me.
But yeah, coups.
Hey.
Are kooky.
Should we start a coup? Against what company?
Oh.
What should we do?
We
have a lot of people that listen to the podcast, so they can all be part of our coup.
Yeah.
What would be a good one?
What's
a brand that's really just needs to be put in their place?
What do you think?
Panera Bread.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at Panera Bread.
I am too.
What? Tell us why.
I just don't know who's in charge right now.
They say it's like the most expensive, like airport food.
It's expensive.
Or hospital food.
Yeah.
The quality is in decline and they're leaning into this like flatbread pizza thing, which nobody gets. I don't get that.
It's bread. They have bread and it's dough, I guess. I don't know.
They just did a rebrand. They're not going to be around in 10 years.
You don't think so?
No. They're the new Qdoba.
That's a good transition. We should talk about all the places that are shutting down.
Yeah.
All those restaurants.
Like Chili's.
Chili's, Red Lobster.
Chili's, it came out a week after we sang that song about Chili's.
That's not a coincidence.
Dude, that with the pandas or spies thing, we're
ahead of the game.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Are we prophets?
Yeah, but the Red Lobster, so yeah, like Red Lobster... one guy that I think he's with Barstool or something, he was talking about it and it's really crappy what they did to Red Lobster. There was this hedge fund company that went and purchased Red Lobster and they wanted to recoup their money. So they sold the property where all the restaurants are on. They sold the property to another hedge fund company that they also owned. And so they're able to recoup their money for the purchase, but then they went and raised the prices for leasing. And so these Red Lobsters couldn't afford their land anymore.
Why? They hate Red Lobster?
No, they just wanted a quick buck.
Just trying to make money.
Yeah. And so
they're not caring about, they're not thinking about the branch managers or the people that actually own the restaurant, like the company, not the company, but the, like just the building itself who are running it and stuff like that. Cause they're probably private people, but
yeah, they like,
not only are they not thinking about the branch managers, they're not thinking about the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I know.
And that's honestly what's most important.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people are losing jobs, but where are we going to get our Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Cheddar Bay.
All you can eat shrimp.
Yeah. They actually, do you hear that they lost Red Lobster lost, I think it was $11 million.
It was 11. Yep.
from doing the endless shrimp thing.
Dude, I believe it.
Hey, talk about worth it.
I know.
Ever spend money and it's like, you're like, that's a lot of money, but it was worth it. Hit Red Lobster, go to bed at night knowing it was all worth it to us.
Mm. This is so sad. And like, here's the thing. I haven't been to a Red Lobster since I was like in high school, but I'm mourning Red Lobster for my children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like your old childhood home. Like, you don't live in it anymore. You don't really see it that often. But, man, you found out it, like, it got painted over or ran over. Or maybe, like, some Tesla ran into it, and you're like, man, it's gone. You're sad.
In your transitions.
Tesla, you
wait,
say?
Wait, you're talking about Teslas?
What?
It was literally just in my head. I wasn't trying to transition.
Tell Lily about this.
All right, so there's this guy who started this conspiracy on TikTok, and he's... literally talking because he has a picture of a Tesla that ran right through his living room.
Oh no.
He's at home, his roommate's at home, and a Tesla ran right through the wall at like 5:06 p.m. He takes a picture of it. He calls the police, right? He goes outside at 5:07 p.m., takes a picture of the Tesla inside his house. I mean, it's completely ruined his whole living room. It's going to be a huge, huge project. And then at 5:10, he takes a picture of a tow truck guy whom he had not called. Underneath the Tesla, the guy says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! I think
wait,
this is like
under the Tesla.
Like he's trying to hook it up. Like so, he's underneath. They're trying to hook up the, just get it connected so they can tow it out of there. And the guy's like, "Hey, can you like maybe wait for a second? The cops should be here any second." And he's like, "Nope, can't wait." And the guy says, "I really think like with insurance and everything, we probably should do a report and stuff." And he says, "Get the blank out of my way, or I'll kill you."
I'll kill you.
He threatens his life, gets to the front, pulls around, and the guy's like, "Do you not have any empathy?" And he says, "Dude, screw your empathy." And literally just like takes the car and leaves. And so his conspiracy.
Wait, I have a question though.
Yeah.
Whose Tesla was it?
It was the guy wasn't there. I don't think the guy was there.
It was self-driving.
It self-drove into the living room?
I don't know. Or the guy left.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I have no idea. Either he was either self-driving or the guy left. In the video, the guy had I don't think he had any interaction with the actual driver. Okay. And so
for the tow truck guy to be there, it has to have been the guy bailed and was like, get that car out.
3 minutes. The conspiracy is that Tesla is pinging any Tesla that gets into an accident and paying these tow companies or having reps in cities or whatever that work on those things at a drop of a hat in order to not get bad press, because it's getting worse and worse. I saw a video of a Tesla going like 60 miles an hour down a road into fog. And then there's a train. The bars are down and everything. There's a train speeding by. The guy, it was self-driving. The guy had to manually grip it and turn it after he busted through and almost hit the train.
Yeah.
Crazy. And there's a whole video of it. There's the dash cam footage of him literally yanking, going through the crossing guard and then barely missing the train.
You guys, we weren't ready.
Dude, it's...
No.
We weren't ready for this kind of technology. I'll tell you something too. I was at Disney with... the gorgeous Kelsey Dunoon, and
sounds hot.
I'm driving. Yeah. I see one of those hideous electric trucks that Tesla put out.
I love them.
I think they're pretty cool.
I think they look so cool.
Hideous.
Have you seen Kanye's new one?
Yeah, I think it's a scam.
That's what I was wondering.
But did you see it?
Mm-mm.
Kanye,
it's so dumb.
It's like literally this trapezoid, I don't know, pyramid, black, but it's all black on either side, and it's got like a light bar on the back, but it literally just, you can't see inside of it, and it has a tip, and it literally just goes straight forward down the sides like a pyramid. And it's just a triangle with wheels.
Tesla?
No. That's so funny.
Kanye's got his own UFO.
I think it's a scam, but who knows? Maybe he's dropping one. That'd be super interesting. Celebrities just dropping their own brands of cars now would be hilarious. like, hey, you bought their shoe? Cool, I have his car.
It's kind of like Mario Kart. You get to ride in the shell or something like that.
And then we get a... Dude, can someone please just make a modern-day version of, like, Super Smash Bros. Racing or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we have characters that are celebrities and it's like really cool graphics.
That would be pretty cool.
And everyone has their different points and stuff like that. Like Alec Baldwin can shoot really well.
Jeez, bro.
I'm just saying, like in real life, in the game, you know, like people have different skills. Like Tom Cruise would be a really fast runner.
I'm really confused.
And he'd be an alien too.
I'm confused by the Alec Baldwin thing. Like,
dude,
the fact that
it's not his fault.
I know, but he's being tried.
Yeah
that's
crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't get that.
Why were there live rounds brought on set? It wasn't him. It was not him. Yeah. There's no reason to have live rounds. Even blanks have killed people, and it's like you have to be careful with blanks.
And like the actor's supposed to show up and be in character. The dude's just like literally pulling a gun. So
yeah, it's I can't imagine how that feels. You I see know. Him get berated in a that yeah, coffee yeah. shop that one time?
And he punched them.
Yeah, like, yeah. And no one, the thing is, I was like, oh, here comes the outrage. No outrage.
Yeah.
Because it was like, yeah, we saw the video. It was justified.
Dude, bring fighting back. Like, let yeah. kids scrap.
Dude, bring fighting strangers back for no reason.
Yeah.
Please bring that back.
I think that's what Jesus would want.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you hear Steve Buscemi got punched in the face in New York yeah. City?
For what?
For nothing. Someone just punched him in the face.
It's like a pandemic in New York, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Like, women are getting just...
angry?
Checked. That no. was wild.
Women are getting yeah, punched?
Just random dudes are just punching dude, women in the faces.
There was one weekend where I'm on TikTok.
Be ashamed of yourselves.
Saturday and Sunday, I saw six different videos of six different girls talking like, okay, I just got punched in the face.
And they're like
walking down the street.
Swollen
and it's,
eyes.
And they, I think they caught the guy.
Who raised
I think they
these
got him.
Men?
I don't know.
I mean, there's like a lot of gang initiation and stuff like that where stuff like that happens. I have a friend who got
that's such a scary.
I have a friend who got stabbed at a fair. She was literally just walking and then and like got hit and they literally couldn't see it, reported it to the cops, and they were like, there's a gang.
Oh my gosh.
Who's been initiating its members. You have to stab someone in public.
Oh my goodness.
I had a friend in high school that ended up going to Alabama, University of Alabama.
Okay.
And he was in a fraternity. And their hazing was they had to, their sister sorority, they had to go around, all the girls would stand in a line, and mm-hmm. they would have to comment something negative about their physical appearance.
Oh, that's terrible.
As hazing.
What in the world,
do
man?
Better, men.
Yeah, okay, if everyone...
Hey, no. And women.
Hey, take it easy. We're the, hey, it's not everybody. We should have, what would be the one thing, if you want to be a part of the Ninja Fam, if you want to say, this is my favorite podcast, I'm committing myself to be a part of the Ninja Crew. What do our listeners have to do to go out to
Can of First Form?
Can I go star.
Can I go first?
Yes.
You remember the sign, the gang sign that was like the lines, and then you connected them like this?
Yeah, the smile.
Graffiti yes. them all over your neighborhood.
You talking about the S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when you could learn that in third grade?
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you should.
And then you did the 3D effect. Like you had the lines at the side, and you're like, yeah, I bet you didn't know that trick. And you start shading.
I would have. My initiation would be to get a meeting with the president. And then before you even start talking, you just have to let one rip.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I would say, yeah, definitely.
And then just say, save us, please. This is what happened. Mr. President.
You're done. Deal. You just saved the world.
That's all I got.
Speaking of heroes,
I can be a hero, baby.
Before we jump in, you should talk about what happened yesterday.
I told the story twice yesterday at dinner, and everyone's like, that is the craziest story I've ever
Isn't
heard.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, I have a lot to say about it because I am blown away by it. The details of everything, of
yeah.
how it all came together, I don't understand it.
Okay. Well, I went home yesterday for lunch, which I never go home for lunch.
Almost 5 years working with you, I can't remember one time Josh is like, I'll go to lunch. Because we were all going out to eat.
Yep.
And it was at 1 o'clock. It was a late lunch. So it was like, hey, you want to come? And you're like, I think you almost said yeah. But then you're like, nah. And I got to go home and check on Lily.
You yep. skipped yeah. bro lunch to come home?
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
That's really sweet.
Because... the girls were sick, and Lily, we didn't film the podcast yesterday, so went home for lunch, and I stayed a little longer than I wanted to, and yeah, and I was leaving, pulling out with my truck, and our neighbor boys came running over, and they're like, Josh, our microwave exploded, and it's on fire. I'm like, what? And they're like, it's on fire. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So I run inside.
Your house.
My house.
Their neighbors.
I remembered Lily this week bought a fire extinguisher.
The first fire extinguisher we've ever owned in our marriage.
Two days before this happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? On pure intuition?
I literally was just like, that would be good to have.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude. And so I hop the fence, run, and there's smoke just coming out of their doors.
So scary.
And I open the door. And it was just smoke. You couldn't see anything. And I run over, and the microwave is like on fire. I just put it out, and that was it.
All right, so what else do you want to talk about, guys? That is the craziest story, dude.
It's just the coincidences, yeah.
It's the thing is, I'm looking at it at like even just from like a week, this week's perspective.
Yeah.
We had such a difficult time.
I know.
Trying to find a date to film, right? I was going to have my lunch at like 11, but then we moved it to 10 and then, you know, like, and all these things. And then I moved my lunch to 1. And it's like, so the reason why we hung around, we had such a difficult time trying to get somebody up for the pod. Everything was being pushed back. Nothing was working. And then suddenly you decide to go home, which you never do. You did extra things inside the house. You made like a blanket fort for the girls. Like, it's like,
yeah.
If you would have left 5 seconds later or earlier, they don't see you.
Yeah.
They have to go to Lily. And Lily would have, honestly, I don't know if she would have had the guts.
You know what my hindrance would have been? I don't know how to use a fire extinguisher.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Probably teach you.
Dude, that's one of the craziest stories of all time. I truly like that. It's stuff like that. I have a hard time not realizing, like, is that angel kind of stuff? Is that not like, okay, yeah. I know I'm frustrating you with your schedule and everything like that. But think about it. Even if you had never even started a relationship with those neighbor boys.
I know. Yeah.
Who would they have ran to? Like, would that situation still have happened? And maybe that's like,
I figured out what happened to the microwave. Yeah. Because he was literally just cooking a bowl of ramen.
Yeah.
Like instant ramen, but like the cup kinds, there was no tinfoil packet.
Okay.
And I had him show me the bowl and it said microwave safe.
Oh, like the cup that I was eating out like.
Yeah. Yeah. But he didn't use that. He poured it into a plastic bowl.
Got it.
But the bowl said microwave safe. I'm like, did you leave a fork in there? And he's like, no. And I'm like, did you accidentally set it for like a really long time and forget about it? He's like, no, I hit 4 minutes. And I'm like, how old is the microwave? And he's like, a year old. And then I pull it out and there's grease all along the vent thing. So it was literally a grease fire that combusted within the microwave.
That's so scary.
You know what's crazy is that he had told me to. He was like, I literally had a cup of water in my hand. I was going to throw it at it.
Yeah, Jordy said that. But then he said, I remember that you can't throw water on a fire like that.
I know.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Golly. Okay, so what's the lesson today? Buy a fire extinguisher.
Yes. Seriously.
Right now. That everyone go to Amazon.
Clean your microwave.
Yeah, for real. Clean your microwave.
It was funny, though. Jordy's mom asked if I could come back over later to unplug the microwave because she was afraid to.
Yeah.
I go over there, and they're like, Jordy and his mom are watching me, and I grab, I go, ah! And they go,
oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Golly.
It was crazy.
Super nuts.
Crazy stuff.
Hey, hey, yeah, you're a hero.
I can be your hero, baby. I can put out your microwave fire.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That stench, though, was nasty.
Yeah, he came back. He kept just coming back complaining about it. Yeah, his hair just reeked of burnt plastic. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
You all told me it was disgusting.
Speaking of microwaves, though.
Yeah.
I showed you that video of that dude. I think I showed you, too. This guy, he did a TikTok video where he accidentally dropped a razor blade in his fish tank.
I was full ready for you to say I have an ad.
No. Because this has to do with microwaves.
Yeah, no, you're good.
And he's like, it's crazy. This video got 2 million views. And he said, a lot of people pointed out on my fingernail, it was a white line. And like, and they said, like, that could be a sign of skin cancer. And he's like, what's crazy is that I am an x-ray tech or technician, and there's a button that you push to turn on the x-ray, and it's his finger that he pushes to turn on the x-ray.
Every single time he presses it, it's literally been like giving him tiny doses
of radiation in his finger.
So scary. You're hearing about all these women that are going to the nail salon routinely and they're getting cancer?
What?
Because their fingers are going in the UV thing. So they say to put sunscreen on your hands before you go.
Oh my goodness.
I watched a thing on skin cancer. They were talking about like, it's not exposure to the sun that gives you like skin cancer. Cause there are tons of people all over the world without skin protection who don't have skin cancer, who live in the sun.
Yeah.
So they said a lot of it, they believe, has to do with like the oils we consume because our body like pulls it back out to the skin. And so it's basically like you're coating yourself in like a
cooking
toxic
oil.
Yeah. Oh, like tanning.
My
oil.
Goodness. It's like literally coming out of our pores.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Yeah.
Like Crisco body, baby.
Ew.
Yep.
Yum.
Yeah. I'm just glad I'm a skin cancer survivor.
Yeah, you are. And you're a hero. You're just going to keep racking up these points, dude. Your resume is going to look sick by the end of this.
I want to get one of those medals from the president.
I want a key to the city. Stat!
Give me a key to the city, mayor.
Come on.
Oh,
but what do you want?
But speaking of keys to the city.
Really?
Yeah. We gotta not go anywhere!
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for watching the podcast.
All right. Xin cảm ơn các bạn đã lắng nghe chúng tôi.
We really appreciate it.
Chúng tôi rất vinh hạnh khi được làm podcast này cho các bạn.
We want to let you know that you go to sundaycool.com to order any custom shirts for you or your group.
Chúng tôi muốn cho các bạn biết là Sunday Cool website có thể là order tất cả những cái thiết kế mà các bạn mong muốn.
But then, and we think that aliens are in fact real.
Chúng tôi nghĩ người ngoài tính là không có thật.
Thanks for watching.
Ôi, cảm ơn các bạn đã lắng nghe chúng tôi.
Andy doesn't have a dad.
I'm not gonna translate it.
I think that's understood in all languages, am I right?
Okay. Yes!
Yeah, Jonathan!
That's awesome.
That was great. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you, everyone.
That was perfect. Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
I was ready for it. I didn't want to like believe your story. I was like waiting.
I had a joke about the Iranian president. It's ironic that he could have just listened to his country and ran instead of taking a helicopter.
Mm. And
then he would have been alive.
Mm. Why are people getting in helicopters?
I'm done with helicopters. After Kobe went down, it's like, how can anyone trust a helicopter?
I will never get in a helicopter.
Yeah, I sold mine.
Did you hear about how Kim Jong-il could have lived?
No. What?
You know Kim Jong-il?
Yeah, his dad, right?
Yeah. They said that he could have lived if he just changed his name to Kim Jong-healthy.
Dang it. He was so close.
That close.
Man, too bad. I mean, too bad that people in North Korea are not going to be able to hear that joke.
I know.
Dang it.
But wasn't that ad fun?
I had a great time.
Yeah.
It was a little confusing, but you know what? I think that we got the message across.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. But you know what time it is.
Okay, check. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. I must have it wrong.
No, okay. Wait. What is this?
Question corner with Lily. Where the questions are fresh on her mind.
If your personality.
Really? Ugh.
Relax. Stop. You know something? Josh has always called me. Stop.
I really didn't make myself gag. Yeah, I know. I did it, like faked it, and then I really gagged.
Josh has always called me the stinkiest girl in the world. Isn't that Aww. So mean?
No, it's cute.
And Ada?
My little stinky girl.
Her farts smell real bad.
High fiber.
I believe maybe. It.
Ada came up to me the other day and said, stinky. Said that to me! So
atta girl, Ada!
So mean. If your personality was a lower back tattoo, what would the image be of?
I think we need to tell each other's.
Yeah, we could do that.
I don't know if I'm going to be accurate.
Yeah.
You guys could do your own. I can't come up with mine.
I can't. Yeah, I'm struggling.
If it was, golly.
So many implied questions in that question. What is my personality?
How about you give us one?
Yeah, you got to answer first.
I think mine would be something like SpongeBob.
SpongeBob holding a popsicle. You got to be like specific.
SpongeBob holding a popsicle.
Riding a. What's Lily? What's a.
Riding a tricycle.
Okay.
Mine would be Dick Cheney made money off the Iraq War.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
What font is it in?
Times New Roman.
Nice. Classic.
Yeah. Actually, no, Futura.
Futura.
That's like my favorite font.
Yeah.
Or Helvetica.
Helvetica Sans.
How do you say
Helvetica?
Sanskrit. Or was it? It's a papyrus. Yeah. That's the one.
Brush script is really cheesy too.
Yeah.
Chalk duster.
Yeah. Oh man. What do you think mine would be?
A bowl of nachos.
A bowl of salsa.
Okay.
A tortilla chip being held by
Your dad.
My dad. And he's writing a...
He's writing,
dolphin.
He's writing a dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect for me. Yeah, that's perfect.
Someone draw that.
Okay, please.
Yeah, I would need help too. I have no idea how to answer this question.
What's Andrew's identity?
His would just be a bag of beef jerky.
On a surfboard.
On a surfboard, yeah. With a fishing pole.
A Slim Jim surfing.
I was going to say the 90s Slim Jim.
Yeah. Very good.
That'd be perfect.
Nice.
Hey, congrats. Let's all do it.
You guys could do mine. I mean.
Oh.
If we hit 10 million subscribers, we'll all get these tattoos.
I don't have a single tattoo.
Not getting a cylindrical beef jerky stick tattooed on my back.
Yes, you are. 10 million? Yeah, you are.
I would get Dick Cheney made money out of the Iraq war on my back.
Okay, let's do it.
Yours would be, Andy, what do you think Lily's would be?
Okay, let's think about it. When you think Lily, what does she love? What does she...
Justice.
Justice, okay. So it's the lady that's holding the blind...
Yeah, yeah.
...lady that's blindfolded. She's holding.
The scale.
And inside the scale is what two things?
A popsicle.
Okay. And Bill Gates' head.
And the other one...
Shut up.
And the popsicle is winning. That's perfect.
That's good.
Okay, cool.
All right, Andrew.
Yo.
Andrew's got a reel right now. He's gonna show us.
Andrew's got a reel and he's gonna show us right now.
All right, I didn't complete all the research I wanted to do, so I'm just gonna use the reel that inspired me to start doing it. It is in Instagram.
What are you talking about?
Instagram.
Is in Instagram. All right, do we all have it?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna click
it. It's a little cringy.
On 3, 2, 1.
Does this look like a woman to you?
No, I've always thought that. Ew!
Hey, the noses match up.
What the heck?
Lightning strike. Yeah, you decide for yourself.
What's happening
here? So those
here?
Who are listening... Andrew, describe this.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got some research I'll share. So what that is someone is comparing the Statue of Liberty to depictions of Lucifer throughout history. And
Renaissance paintings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in 1797, there's a guy who did a painting of Lucifer summoning the fallen angels. And that's the specific painting that where the faces look really, really similar. But if you look at all the different religions of the ancient world and compare their deities, you get Venus, which was also called the morning star, and that also translates to light bringer because it was the first star or first light to be seen in the sky and the last light. And so the idea of bringing a light, morning star, also translates to Lucifer. And so in one of, I forget which faith it is, but Ishtar is the name also that becomes all these things, ends up at Lucifer. But look at this statue of Ishtar. You see the head?
No, I can't. Oh, wow. Yeah, it has the same kind of spikes.
Oh,
whoa. Weird.
Weird.
See, you grow up, you look at that, and you're like, your brain automatically tells you, because we only see it on patriotic stuff. Like, so we just associate it with, like, such great things. Wonder, and, like, it makes you wonder about the roots of it, the history of it.
Yeah.
Because it's very obviously intentional on everything that it is, like all the design of it.
Well, there's even like when you look at like Freemasonry, they have all of this weird stuff that they do with like light and some people believe that they worship, you know, the devil, and it's all wrapped around this. But the guys who brought it over, Bartholdi, I think is how you say his name.
Bartholdi.
Lavallee is not the guy who built it. It was actually first designed and...
was it France?
Yeah, it was commissioned by the French, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was
so that's what Lavallee did. He was the one who got the French to pay for this other artist's construction to be brought over. But they were both Freemasons. And so I'm trying to find, it has a different name. Let me just look it up. I can't find it in my notes. I put too many notes down. But Statue of Liberty is not actually named the Statue of Liberty.
Wait, it's named the Statue of Satan?
Wait.
It was right in front of us.
The whole time.
Liberty is spelled backwards.
Yeah.
Yertlin.
And that makes no sense. The devil makes no sense.
Yeah, Liberty Enlightening the World. So there's like they say that it was the artist had a strong like love that America just abolished slavery, and that's why the chains have been broken. Like that's the narrative and could be the truth. But
similarities are very weird.
It is weird that it looks exactly like that Lucifer painting and has like the seven things. And then there's that weird verse in Revelation. I'm not trying to get all end times weird. And there's a lot of symbolism in Revelation. So you can't take something as literal and not. I know those things.
The government uses symbolism all the time. We've seen that like in their monuments and all this stuff in government buildings, and government bills and all that stuff. And so it's strange.
That's weird.
They have to have some type of meeting.
I thought you were about to start a rap.
So this is Revelation 17. It says, "Then one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came up and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who is seated on many waters, who the kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality with the wine of whose sexual immorality the dwellers on the earth have become drunk.'" And so the great prostitute seated by many waters, and a lot of biblical scholars are like, you can't call America like what they're talking about. But if we have been seduced by these secret societies who are worshiping the same great prostitute that the ancient Romans were, it actually, instead of looking at it as one nation, you could look at it as the evil force that has been ruling all of these different nations throughout history.
I buy into that.
Very unresearched, don't base your life on that, just kind of like popped into my head sort of thought.
Wow, that is interesting.
Base your life off it, and that's all the truth is right there.
Yeah. Boom.
Yep.
Never forget it. Tell yourself that every morning.
My Bible college professors would be proud of that.
I told you yesterday, but I was thinking about when we talked about the transfiguration with Jesus on the mountain, and then Moses and Elijah appeared. I was thinking about it the other day, like just popped in my head. It would make more sense if Christ saw them in their time, mainly for the fact that necromancy, which is bringing a soul back to talk to them on earth, right? Yeah. Is an abomination to God. So like, why would God, for Moses, because Elijah never died, right? He was taken up by God, but Moses had died. And so like, I don't think Christ would, I don't know, but I mean.
I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, it's definitely a thought because, like, it's a very supernatural thing that happened.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it had to physically look like something, and it had to have been, it's either they're dead and this is their spirit talking, or like a heavenly being, I don't know, or it's literally in time.
Or
it's outside of what we think of time.
It's what we call residual energy.
Did we talk about?
I've always been saying that.
Well, hold on before we jump into that because it's really interesting. But when we talk about when you originally proposed this idea, don't they talk about when Moses went up onto the mountain to speak to God and he came down and his face was shining?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to Jesus, though, too, in the transfiguration, right?
It said that his appearance changed.
Oh, okay.
And that a cloud descended upon it, which the same with Mount Sinai.
It's just, it's very similar.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's all.
It's super interesting. Golly, could you imagine witnessing it?
That would be wild.
It'd be so scary.
Which is leading me into this topic. Have you ever heard of the Chronovisor?
Chronovisor.
Domi arigato, Mr. Chronovisor.
No, I have not heard of the Chronovisor.
Okay, it's wild.
Okay.
And the YouTube channel, Mr. Mythos, and Y-Files do a great job talking about this. Mr. Mythos, he had it was over an hour long that he was talking about this subject, and it's wild.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit me.
So,
what do we got to do to get ready?
Yo.
Chronovisor is a conspiracy that involves the Vatican. So, this is what happened. This man, who was a monk in Italy, named Pellegrino Ernetti.
Love his water.
Father Pellegrino Ernetti. He was a very, very well-educated man, and he had this skill set of restoring old Gregorian chants. And so, like, one of his jobs was to take these old tapes of
Gregorian. Is that how you say it?
Gregorian.
Yeah. Gregorian?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I pronounce it, yeah. But I don't know.
Chance.
Yeah.
And he was working with this other guy who was his boss, and they're restoring this thing. And then the guy who he was working with, it like didn't really believe in like the supernatural craziness and stuff. Mm-hmm. But while restoring it, the guy heard his father's voice, and he's like, "What?" And he's like, "Is it, that sounds like my dad?" And then he was there listening to it further. It was like this frequency that was coming in, like interrupting the chant. And he heard his father talking about like shining shoes or a shoe repair or something. And he's like, "That is my father," because he was a cobbler. And so it was like they're able to like tap into this whole past life. But it was like it wasn't like he was dead. It was like he was alive, but like in the past. And so that got Father Pellegrino to start doing research into what he called residual energy. And he theorized that light and sound from past events continue to exist as forms of energy that could be detected.
Whoa.
So basically, like, every single person has a frequency. And the waves that come off of us, whether it's light waves or energy waves or whatever, they don't go away. They stay on Earth forever.
They have to be transferred somehow. Like they can't, they don't yeah. just disappear. Yeah.
Cause it's, what's the thing? It's like energy cannot be created or destroyed.
It has to be passed on. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like it exists.
Yeah.
So everyone that has lived on Earth, their frequency is still on Earth.
And yeah. it's unique. You say it's like a fingerprint or a snowflake.
Yeah. Jeez. So basically he went to the Pope and they started this research of building a contraption, which is called the Chronovisor. Mm-hmm. And he had a team of scientists come in. And this is where it gets weird. The team that he brought in, one person said it was 5 scientists. The other person said it was 10 scientists. I don't know. But out of all of them, only 2 of them were named. One of them is Enrico Fermi, I think you say. That's how you say his name. Enrico Fermi, but he was an Italian physicist who was the guy that invented the nuclear reactor, and he was like one of the head honchos of creating the nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. So he was called the architect of the atom bomb, or the architect of the nuclear age.
Okay.
So he was on the team.
And he has a lot of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. He was on the team, and so was Werner von Braun, who is
I've heard that before.
The
yeah,
Nazi
yeah.
scientist that was the director of NASA.
Got it.
So he was also on the team.
He is at the helm of so many weird things, this guy.
Yeah.
But
I bet he knows Counter Saint Germain. I bet he's good friends with that guy.
Oh.
But supposedly they're successful in creating this thing. Mm-hmm. And it was this elaborate thing of antennas.
What year is this? Sorry.
Oh,
do
yeah.
you know?
This was
the 50s or?
No, it was the 60s.
Okay.
Cold. Yeah. Sometime in the 60s. I think they said like 64 or something. But they invented it. Like it was successful, according to Pellegrino.
Okay.
And it was basically these antennas that were able to harness frequencies and had these dials and knobs to where they can basically find someone's fingerprint, which is their frequency, and it was displayed with picture and sound on a TV.
And they would find it and it would develop a picture?
Yes, to where they could go back and see past events. And so
that's time travel in a weird way, right?
Yeah,
but time travel observance.
You couldn't interfere. It was just you could look back and see. And weird. So it happened. This basically was found out because Father Pellegrino became friends with this guy. His name is Father Francois Brun. Mm-hmm. And they're like waiting for a boat in Italy. And they just started talking about, they're both very skilled in Latin and language. And Father Francois Brun was basically like talking about like the context of scripture and stuff like that. Like, I forget what he was saying, but then Pellegrino was like, he's like, "No, all this stuff did happen in the Bible. I've seen it." And then he's like, "What?" And so they started this friendship for years. And then Pellegrino would just give him bits of information at a time because technically he wasn't allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
But he said that he went back and witnessed every single part of Jesus's life. And then he said, we even went back and we saw Napoleon give a speech. We saw the signing of the Treaty of Westphalia. I don't know. It was a 30-year war or whatever. He went back and they saw the construction of the temple that Solomon had commissioned.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the life and death of Jesus and all that stuff. But then there's also this crazy part where he went back and there's this old Roman play that had been lost to history and only a few fragments had remained and no one knew what the play was. He went back because he was fluent in Latin and was able to watch the whole play and write down the entire play.
And finish it.
And then, yeah, when scholars read it, they're like, this seems pretty dead on of what it would have been about.
That is nuts, dude. And
so they went to the Pope with it.
Yeah.
And the Pope said, you have to get rid of it. He said, this is way too dangerous to have. And so supposedly they dismantled it, but there's a lot of people theorizing that the Vatican still has it. They still use it. Yeah. And potentially the CIA is involved in it too.
They would have to be. Yeah. Right? If that thing's real, the knowledge that they can gain with that, like maybe like what if that is the whole reason why we're getting this knowledge now is because they're able to access this and, you know, manipulate frequencies in order to get information and knowledge from whatever time period or figure out whatever they could whatever happened in history and where they can capitalize on anything. I don't know. Yeah. It's just,
you also think about the progression of inventions since the 60s, right?
Murphy's Law.
Yeah. So if we talk about, it's not Murphy's Law.
I know. It's the joke. It's every time. I can't remember it.
If you think about let's say the Watchers, fallen angels, or just angels in general.
Yeah.
If you could go back and watch of how they taught these people how to do these things in these ancient civilizations that were so advanced that we can't replicate today,
mm-hmm.
you take that and you get Wernher von Braun, right? Who's the director of NASA. Did you learn this technology that could get you to the moon? And we've since lost it because we have no record or access to going back and looking how to basically get to the moon. That's like through the radiation belts.
I like that theory. That's a fun one, dude.
To me, what's the most interesting about this idea is that it's just the frequencies and energies that we give off, because I think it's hard for us to rationalize like a spiritual realm where like ghosts exist or like people encounter. Cause I mean like what you experienced, you know, maybe it was demonic or maybe it was an energy impression that was left in that place that you went with the ghost thing. And I don't know, like, I know we've all had these experiences where we go somewhere and you just catch a vibe. Mm-hmm. You're like, so the idea that maybe not even their spirit is there, but it's just an impression of energies that happened. Like maybe something negative happened there and it was just like this swelling of energy and like,
is that the energy you feel whenever you walk in Walmart? Like the frequency,
exactly.
Like something bad happened
there's
here.
Bad frequency in here.
Catch a vibe.
Dude, that is so crazy though. Like there has to be something to it. It is weird because Caleb, my friend, they do those frequency like radio things. Whenever they're doing ghost hunting, they literally do the frequency readers and stuff. And goes through channels of radio stations and stuff. And you just have to sit there and listen. And sometimes people hear words and messages and stuff like that. And it's like, it's super trippy.
And I think that does exist. I'm kind of a believer now in like the residual energy and like just whatever. But like, it's so easy for evil to take that and manipulate it and confuse people or deceive them.
Totally.
And that's why God was very against necromancy, right? So it's like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. You should not talk to the dead.
Yeah. And because, I mean, one, you don't even know context. Like, you don't know, like, if it is a deception and it knows your weaknesses and knows what it needs to say to you in order for you to believe, like, oh, wait, what if that is real? It's like psychics, right? It's like, does it start with an M?
Yeah.
It's like, her name was Mrs. Brown. And it's like, then, yes, correct, you will die. Like, and it's like, no, that doesn't make sense.
But a lot of people have tried to disprove it because, like, there's just been a lot of stuff around it. But, Father Pellegrino,
Pellegrino,
he was, till his death, said this is real. And he was a very well-respected man within the Vatican.
Yeah.
And then the other father, Francois Brun, also to his deathbed, said this is 100% real. And he wrote two books about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
But you guys, you really should, people watching, go watch the Mr. Mythos one, because he took Father Francois Brun's book.
Mm-hmm.
One was written in French and one was written in Italian. And he went through it himself with both translations and did an English translation of the book.
Sick.
And so, like, this dude is well studied in this topic. So, but it's crazy, dude.
That's so cool. I'm just trying to picture what it would look like, actually just standing in front of like the motherboard of like, and just watching it come into reality, and you're witnessing something that no one's ever seen with their eyes that's on Earth right now. Like, that's,
I'm trying to understand,
trippy,
the idea of energy impressions, and energy does last forever, but how does it not get reabsorbed into other things?
That's what maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Like, you wonder, I don't know. I was just talking about, like, there are people that you, I guess I'm fixated on like the negative energy or whatever, but there are people that you meet that just like continually terrible, terrible, terrible things happen to these people. And it's almost like habitual, you know, and it's like never their fault or whatever. And you just wonder if they're maybe in just like a bad spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or they attract some kind of negative energy or whatever. Yeah.
Something they have allowed maybe, or something that's, I don't know. It's super strange.
I don't know how, what the implications of this are, like, scripturally, you know. I think that when I come across something that I don't completely understand or is not explained by the Bible, you know, that what Jesus says in John when he says, I'm speaking to you, talking to Nicodemus, I'm speaking to you about things that are easy to understand. What if I were to speak to you about heavenly things right now? You know, you totally wouldn't get it. And I'm like, what are the heavenly things?
Please. Yeah. I'll try to understand. Just tell me.
Well, you know what's weird too is the CIA's program, what's it called? Project Stargate.
Okay.
So those are those guys. It's a real thing to where we've talked about before, that one guy that worked for Project Stargate could see the submarine that Russia was building.
Yeah.
But the way it works is like they're put in a room and they can basically harness these frequencies from the past and in different locations and literally see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that happened after this Chronovisor was built.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, like, did they figure, the CIA, they got that technology and they were able to replicate it.
That's the same thing that Stranger Things was built on. Like, that whole idea of, visiting people and seeing things from locations very, very far away.
Yeah. I thought it was crazy.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
It reminds me, I was watching a highlight from the Cliff and Logan Paul episode, and he talks about how, like, people have, like, death experiences where they literally will die on the table. And there's several instances where people have gone into the hospital, into another room and read a file.
What?
And then when they woke up, they came up, they talked about what they saw, and then they go and check. And they literally knew exactly what was read on this file from someone they didn't know.
I don't know what that means.
And it's like, yeah, like, why? Yeah. Like, what is that? Is that a frequency thing? Is that something like, it's such a, it's, man, it's so deep. All this stuff is just so heavy.
Yeah.
Because you just dive in, you're like, there's never, and you can't get answers from it, which is such a bummer. We can ask God, though. Hey,
you can.
Explain it, please.
I told you about that dream I had with the bell.
Yeah. 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 Anytime you could talk to God.
Yeah. Yeah. That was weird.
So you had a dream that anytime you ring a bell, anytime you rang a bell, you would be able to talk directly to God?
I walked into this like ancient cathedral. And there's like so many people in there like ringing these bells.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I had a bell and it was tuned to 432 hertz.
Yeah.
And I hit it and you could literally see like a wave of frequency like travel up the walls of this cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And like the appearance changed.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden God was speaking to me. And I said, can I access or can I talk to you all the time by hitting this bell? And he's like, you don't have to hit the bell. You can talk to me whenever you want.
Yeah.
And I'm interesting. Just like, yeah, this is wild.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean? Maybe you're diving too deep into conspiracies. He says, forget the frequencies. Talk to me. Talk to me, Josh.
All right. Ooh.
Or maybe just saying, hey, Bell, Taco Bell.
Bell.
It's time to eat, bud.
Ding. What do you order at Taco Bell?
I'm really big into, obviously, the nacho fries. You got to get the nacho fries. But there's a new...
Obviously?
You got to get nacho fries. You have to get nacho fries because they're
living. You got
to
get nacho fries.
They're not always on the menu. So whenever they are, you got to get them. But they have this new thing out. It's like this crispy cantina taco, chicken taco. Very good. You have to try it. It's a limited time thing, too. Just try the new stuff,
okay,
Lil.
Fine. All right.
Quit standing here. What do you do? The chalupa?
No. I do the
beefy five-layer burrito, right?
No, I do the grilled cheese burrito.
Oh, the grilled cheese stuffed burrito? Ugh.
It's so good.
Boo.
I did the steak quesarito forever, but that's off the menu right now.
Yeah. Speaking of steak quesarito.
Well, you talk about frequencies. I don't want to go off topic too much, but okay. The Beyonce thing. Do we want to talk about it? The song?
Oh.
Real quick.
Yeah. What?
Strange, right?
Yeah, we'll have to play the song on Patreon.
We'll play it on Patreon, but the thing is like Beyonce dropped that new country album. There's a song called Alien Superstar, and it samples a song that's a little bit older, and it's this really weird guy having a monologue, but talking about...
It's like we interrupt the dance floor like because there's a frequency, and then it's like this frequency has been used by the secret societies to control and blah, 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 to give... all glory to Lucifer.
No, it did not say yes. That.
Yeah.
And it's like, I, whatever.
Why?
Even if it's not, if it's like, whatever, if you're just being artistic, like, I don't get it. I guess
it's
just
not
like,
a funny joke.
Maybe I'm a boomer. I don't get why that makes your music better. Like, it's not like, I'm not saying like, hey, don't ever cuss. Like, cause what, you do whatever you want. But when it comes to something this specific, it feels intentional.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a message. And so what is that message? And so it'd be dope for her to be like, hey, this is what it's about. Because it seems, when you look into it, lyrics have meaning, art has meaning, and we look into it, and it scares us.
And it's when we were looking into like the Illuminati initiation and stuff like that, doesn't it say you have to make a public declaration? And she has before.
Yeah, and like a humiliation thing. Humiliation ritual.
Which would have been Jay-Z cheating on her and her writing that album about it.
Potentially.
Maybe, but the people also have a conspiracy that the humiliation stuff, the Illuminati, that's also part of roasts. That's the comedian route for roasts. That and like the wearing the dress type of thing was strange. It's super wild.
Like Tom Brady.
Oh my gosh.
Like Donald Trump. Uh-oh. Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin had a roast. Justin Bieber had a roast. But so did a lot of other people. Who knows? It's just a fun theory.
That interesting. Did you find it?
Nope. Alien Superstar lyrics?
I found a bunch of it where you can play it, but...
That's really weird.
Right? And also, Alien Superstar, you became a superstar because you talked to aliens? Maybe.
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah, it's all her stuff.
I also don't want all of the Queen Bee people to come after us.
Here's what I don't understand.
The Beehive needs to stay away. We don't hate Beyonce.
No.
All right, we love Beyonce. Go Beyonce. But her songs are weird.
It's like if she had like a very niche audience, like I can imagine like if some of us like got really big and then everybody's like, you're the devil and stuff, we'd like laugh about it. Like that's so crazy that people are crazy. But that's so specific and on the nose and
it has to mean something. Yeah. Right? Like it has to mean something. You can't be just like, I just put it together. It's like, no, you chose that.
If that's a
foremost
joke, it's tasteless.
Poets, Moonraker. Foremost Poets, Moonraker lyrics.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay. Moonraker, what does that mean?
Yeah, the complete wrong artist.
Okay, so it says, okay, DJ Booth is conducting a troubleshoot test of the entire system. Somehow, while the party was in progress, an unidentified frequency has been existing in the system for some time. While many of you have been made too brainwashed to comprehend, this frequency is and has become a threat to our society as we know it. The frequency has been used by a secret society in conjunction with Lucifer to lure and prey on innocent partygoers with hypnotism, synchroprism, trichnology, lies, scandal, and pornography. While the party is still in progress, we will keep you updated on our current status.
Well, actually, that kind of reads to me like a warning. Or like a heads up.
Yeah,
like,
but
I know what's going on. I'm telling you about it.
But why would she put that in her song?
Syncretism.
Because it's art.
Wait, no. Syncroprism?
Yeah. Syncroprism?
Pism? Prism.
Tism.
Prison. Yo.
Grism.
Yo. Yeah, I can't find anything on the guy either, really. Like, he's just a DJ.
It's a weird thing.
That's really, really weird.
Really yeah. strange.
Dang yeah. it.
In conjunction with Lucifer. And I was just like, whoa, what the heck?
That's so
hey, pump the brakes, yeah. pal.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I don't like this Lucy guy.
Seems a little too in the face.
Yeah.
Two in the face?
On the nose.
On the nose.
Two in the face. Someone said...
Seems like a little bit of a toot in the face.
Like, Andy keeps saying, I keep going... Andy, like, someone commented, they're like, Andy keeps saying that we're going down a rabbit trail, and it's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
To do that, yeah.
But the thing is, rabbits have trails, too.
They do.
And I saw a video of the guy, Bob Odenkirk, an actor who does Better Call Saul. He was like, you know what? Rabbits don't dig holes, but apparently they do. But he was pretty adamant that they don't dig holes. So apparently, I might be right. So I'm going to keep saying rabbit trail.
They definitely dig holes. That's where they keep their young.
I highly doubt it. I think they just find holes.
Speaking of digging holes, did you hear about that guy that died in the plane?
No.
From turbulence?
Died of turbulence?
Yeah, it was this man from England, and they're going from, like, Singapore, I believe.
I thought it was London.
London to Singapore, something like that. But they hit such bad turbulence that... Like, I think there was like 15 people that needed to be hospitalized, and one dude died because he shot up and his head hit the thing.
More than 20 treated for spinal injuries.
From turbulence.
Put on your seatbelt.
And you should see.
But guess what type of plane it is?
Boeing.
Boeing.
Dude, they're just like, what are they going to do?
Dude, I don't know, man.
But you hear their you know, we talked about the nuclear plane. So, like, the president would get on this plane if there was going to be a nuclear bomb.
Yep.
They decommissioned that plane, and they're building a new one. And the decommissioned one was a Boeing plane. Mm. And so they're building a new plane, and they're not using Boeing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, it's Boeing like this over here, like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
Oh, crap.
We'll have to show some pictures because it is absolutely horrific. Like, it's everywhere. There's dents in the ceiling.
You know, I wonder what the CEO of Boeing did. He probably went to a party with all these guys or something and had, like, a party foul, and they're like, you're going to be out of the count here soon. We're going to trash you all over the media.
That's got to be a rough position, right?
Yeah.
You know he's got to be getting paid well. He's like, okay, I'll be the face of it. You just got to pay me a lot. I'll take the heat.
Crazy.
It's like Disney.
Yeah. Do you see those lights? The light pillars in Japan?
No, what?
Did you? Nope. Look at this. Hold on. I'll send it to you guys.
The 9 beams, separate beams of light, seen from so many different angles by so many different people taking pictures, just in the middle of Japan.
Naturally occurring.
Over the water. They have an excuse for it, but it's baloney.
Yeah, it is baloney. Look at this picture I sent you.
It's wild.
Like, so many people in Japan saw this, and then someone's like, well, this is what happened. The atmosphere can crystallize, and those are lights from the fishing boats. Because there's a lot of tiny fishing boats that use lights to fish at night.
Oh, I see.
And it's like,
but they happen they fish there all the time. So it just happens once, once out of nowhere.
That's so weird.
Very paranormal, supernatural looking.
Wild.
Yeah, it does.
It's insane.
Yeah. That would scare me so much if I just walked outside.
Dude.
He's like,
no thanks.
No, thank you. No domi arigato.
Please, no.
Hey, you said that right, I think.
Yes, I think
you say
did.
No in Japan.
No.
No.
No domi arigato.
In Shogun, he would
Should
go,
Should I call Takashi on speakerphone and ask him how to say no?
He probably just says, no.
Eggs up on us.
This is a cool thing that... I don't understand it at all. Mm-hmm. There's a story. It was from, I believe, the 1700s. There was a ship that was carrying a bunch of cargo that they were bringing across the Atlantic, and they encountered this giant storm, and they started taking on water. And there's another ship, like, off in the distance. And so the one ship that was sinking, they raised the flags or whatever, basically saying, like, SOS. The other boat... raise their flags and like the seas are too rough to send the lifeboat. And then the captain on the boat thought about it for a second, and they had a barrel of fish oil. And what he did was he dumped the barrel of fish oil overboard, and it calmed the ocean around
him.
Enough to where this lifeboat could come and get them. And so this one guy that I saw did an experiment where he was at a lake, and it was very windy that day, and there's just, like,
wave ripples and stuff.
Yeah.
He took a tablespoon of fish oil and just put it in the water. And for 50 plus yards, you could see the waves just stop around this one area. And how? So he did the experiment, and it's like that's with I don't know how to explain it.
Surface tension.
Yeah, surface viscosity. Tension. Yeah. So the oil basically keeps the water from waves forming because of the water tension.
It'd be like still how, almost. It'd like, be like, yeah, connected. Wow.
Like when you see like seaweed covering the water and then like waves stop breaking, or even lily pads on a lake, basically that same.
But that's thing. Crazy.
It's heavier than the water, right? Is the idea?
Yeah.
Denser.
Yeah. And so like, crazy. But it was crazy. One tablespoon went out like 50 yards.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's yeah. nuts.
I'll show you guys
I
after.
I wouldn't believe that, but.
Well,
so whenever you're out surfing, you just ruin your everyone's surf just by bringing some fish oil. The wave surfs just.
Someone cuts me off and just.
Bang.
But I thought that was Witch. Crazy.
That is wild, man. That's wow. crazy. I didn't realize that like. That's just a super crazy thing to think about. Like whenever, if you imagine, I can just imagine like, do you see it too as well? Like, does it stay on the surface? Like, is it like a regular oil you can kind
no,
of?
No, it's just water.
What a, that guy knew something then, right? So it,
yeah.
It's weird.
Apparently it was an old sailor trick to do.
Wow.
Watch your knowledge, dude.
Drop the fish oil.
Those just, sailors.
It just accidentally spilled and he took credit for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that. Duh. I'm not dumb.
I'm dumb.
Fish oil works. If it stops waves, everyone knows that it's denser. It's just
hey, so they're saying that we're going to have a really bad hurricane season this
Let's
year.
Talk about
they always
it.
Say it.
No, I know. No,
but actually, this is different.
They said that last year.
We're they did. Record water temperatures now.
That's the difference is that every year it's a little sooner. This year, the water temperature is more than a month ahead of schedule.
Like it's higher
it's
than?
It's hotter. They said our hurricane season doesn't start till June. Because of the temperatures off of Africa.
Right.
But they had already reached necessary temperatures in early May.
I asked Josh yesterday, I said, do you think we're going to have hurricanes this year? And he says
100%. The weather, the Hurricane Center or whatever, they came out with all the states basically on the East Coast and Gulf and the percentage-wise of how likely a hurricane or tropical storm is going to hit.
Mm.
And Florida was 98% likely.
Dude, I don't know if I can weather it.
25 named storms, 7 majors.
We haven't had a big one since I've moved down here.
True.
Like, and that's been 5 years, so we're due for one, which is really scary. It's like, yeah. It's right around the corner. You never know.
I saw this one lady talking about on TikTok that the levees that broke in New Orleans,
yeah,
that when they were rebuilding them to save money, they only reinforced the levees to withstand a Category 4 hurricane.
Oh, smart.
And so she's like, there's going to be a Category 5 hurricane this year. And if it hits New Orleans,
we're having another Katrina.
Potentially.
The intern that approved the plans, yeah. There's only 4 categories, right?
But to save,
just the top 4.
To save money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Instead of reinforcing it more for a Category 5, they're like, that's too much.
As if Katrina wasn't like the most devastating thing to happen to like the South in the last 25 years.
It's crazy, though, that entire city exists beneath sea level.
That's like Tampa.
I know.
Tampa's beneath?
Yeah. So they're saying if a... like a Category 5 hit Tampa, it would be like the same kind of effect. Yeah.
Man, when was it Irma? And everybody lost power for like weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the last big one that was like throughout all of Florida. That like we missed that one, I feel like. I think that was 2017.
Was Irma? It that?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
I tell you, I won't do that again.
No, that was terrible.
I won't do it again.
What's your plan?
Vacate.
You know, there's also a conspiracy theory that blob coming from Bouvet Island, that it's actually like frequency radiations that are purposefully heating up the ocean.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Because has this happened? Like, has it happened in the history of the world? Probably.
I'm sure.
Now,
but
well, that's why they say weather goes in a 100-year cycle. They have the 100-year storm. Mm.
Can I ask a political question?
Sure.
Is there political gain or from a hurricane?
Any tragedy could be leveraged.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, think about Hawaii, all those homes that got burnt, but yet the government is like, well, you guys can't afford anymore, so we're just going to take it from you.
Yeah.
You know? So they can definitely profit off of devastation.
They're not.
Election year, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's my thing. It's like, if it does happen, I am going to be completely disgusted to see the type of pandering that happens. Because I hate that. It's always just like, hey, can you get a picture of me, helping out? Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be great.
I don't know if like a, I think it would be more of a deep state kind of thing. I don't think it would be like a presidential candidate could
But presidential power.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping, falls in line with that deep
with
state.
Deep
so
state,
it's like
yeah, they
so
want
they
someone
want to have
in office right? that they can control.
Yeah, and
yeah,
hi, yeah. Hypothetically, but yeah. that's the scary thing is that if they are making if we are doing weather controlling stuff and we are making storms and stuff, there. Yeah. And why would you do that? Cool. Political gain, money, whatever, control. I mean,
yeah.
whatever.
I'm definitely fully convinced that that HAARP thing, they are modifying weather and all over the world too.
I know.
Yeah. yeah.
I just don't like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if we were in their position, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, let's do it. Because there's so many, like one, it could be great for people. Like they can actually have positive like things like, hey, this is going to be great. Like, cause we'll be able to bring rain to the crops, whatever we have to do. But then there's obviously,
yeah,
there you it could be used for anything.
I think a lot of the stuff that's going on is like beyond our government. Like with going back to Hawaii, the local government there is like refusing to sell the land or to allow people to buy it. People were getting calls before they've been to their house, but I think it was the mayor came out and said we're not giving this away. But I just saw that Alabama is trying to pass something that won't allow China to own farmland in Alabama. Mm. So like I feel like there's this, you know, people trying to take over, and then it feels like government, at least on small scale,
yeah, yeah.
or state level, is fighting back.
What,
and so
what happened in Tennessee?
Oh, what?
It's similar, right?
Well, yeah, they banned the geoengineering.
Yeah. Did we talk about that in the podcast?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, sorry.
Guess what I didn't talk about today that I've said I was going to talk about for the past 3 weeks?
Utah Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
So we'll have to say that again.
The Mormon Giants will be maybe for next week.
Yep.
Unless we have a very special guest, possibly. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
And then that would be a different story. But
mm-hmm.
we do need some really good theologians on this podcast. Because I do think about like my college professors that like I had a relationship with. I'm like, I don't know how to start these conversations with like, I would love for you to be able to just to listen to this one clip and give me your perspective. Cause I respect his opinion. A lot of their opinions a lot. I'm like,
yeah.
I want to get your perspective. Cause I'm like, are we completely losing it? But I'm like, or is the Mount of Transfiguration, is that a possibility? Is that something that makes sense?
We should do an episode. Like you get one of your professors. I reach out to one of mine. Josh can bring Francis Chan. And
just get a review.
Let him go at it.
Yeah.
But that was fun, right, guys?
Very, very fun.
Good stuff.
Hey, we don't have time for it on this one, but on Patreon, I want to talk about Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
We just went and saw it.
Dumb.
Stinky girl attitude.
Stinky girl. Stinkiest girl in the world. Okay, guys, make sure to comment, like, review, subscribe, do whatever you can to help us, please.
Please.
It really does help us when you guys comment.
Yeah, it really does. Even though his tone doesn't show it.
No, but
do whatever, I guess. You know?
I think sometimes YouTube doesn't push our videos super hard because of our topics.
Yeah.
Totally.
Especially our titles. If we had the CIA's mistake, they're like, let's not push this one so hard.
Yeah. So help us out. Comment and share this with somebody. Subscribe. Hit the bell. Like, honestly, if you're not getting a notification every single day, because we upload every day. So if you're not getting those notifications, make sure that bell's hit, you know, make sure you're subscribed and leave us a review if you love us, because then that's going to allow it for other people, more people to hear about it.
Yeah.
Show it to your local Walmart greeter.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Show it to your grandma.
Go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies where we are going to have another episode.
We got discount codes on there if you love our merch. And
behind
we also have
scenes.
Movie nights. We do openings of mail and stuff like that on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
live.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We do monthly lives, which we haven't done in like 2 months, but we will do it this week.
But we did a movie night, so that was a replacement.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep building stuff. It's great.
Yep. All right, guys, we love you.
Love you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Go.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures. Has an empty your mind.
You were martial arts. Ninjas are dead.
All right, faces.
Get out. Phase? Pooping? Confused? Brain freeze. Okay.
Hey, no.
No.
Don't
do this.
You do your faces?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Prove it.